You're waking up with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
Minutes now before 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. It is actually warmer in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan than it is in Port Huron, Michigan. We've got 5 degrees. They're getting a little light snow, and 12 degrees up at Lake Superior State University where we find John Shibley. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Although you're going to be a lot colder than we are tomorrow night. 28 below, I'm looking at, is the forecast for tomorrow
night. Oh, my goodness.
How do you guys put up with this stuff?
Oh, we just, snow insulates our houses. I plowed against my basement. I plowed against my walls. I just hunker down until maybe April, and then everything starts to feel like winter.
There you go. Well, yeah, exactly. Somewhere in the middle of that, you come up with the list of banished words from the Queen's English for the year. Does anybody, when this list comes out, as it has been for, I think, 43 years now you've been doing this, and the world's media comes to call and say, well, what are this year's banished words? Does anybody ever say, who are you at Lake Superior State University to tell us what words should be banished?
Oh, it happens all the time. I was just ganged up on last night on a radio program with two hosts, and yeah, I had a pie in the face. I mean, I'm just speaking metaphorically
right
here, but you know, seltzer down the pants and stuff like that. But that's fine. You know, there are two things you want to do. One is to get talking about our fair university up here on the south shore of Lake Superior, on the morning side of Lake Superior, and get people talking about English. That's the important thing. Is the more we talk about how we express ourselves, the more we feel we've accomplished our mission.
There you go. Now, in the internet age, you're able to solicit nominations, I think, a lot more easily than you used to be.
Well, back in the old days, and you know, I was in high school at that time, so that's not that far. That's not that long ago. We used to get everything by postcard and letter, and
wow.
On a good year, you know, we'd have a few hundred nominations. And Bill Raby, who was a few predecessors before me, he started this as a cocktail party bet on New Year's Eve, 1976. And he was talking to the faculty, and they're all sipping cocktails. They're talking about words and phrases that they hear in the media. And Bill Raby was a wire, used to be a freelancer for the Associated Press and United Press International. And he said to his colleagues, I'll go home tonight. And I think he bet a bottle of scotch or something. I'll go home tonight. I'll drop a list of everything we talked about. He knocked it down to 5 words. And he sent it out to the wire services because it's a slow news day on mm-hmm. January 1st. And it grew legs and took off from there. And now we get, through our online nomination form and on Facebook, upwards of about 5,000 nominations. So it is really big.
the term that showed up on the list this year that I think has gotten the most attention is fake news.
Yes. Yes. And I tell people every year we put our ears to the tracks and we try to hear what's going on in the world of English and media, and we're hoping it's not a train. And whenever I see political things come up, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to get plastered. We're going to get swatted. We're going to get hacked, you know, whatever. But fake news has gone over pretty well, and that's because a lot of people didn't nominate it with a certain network in mind or a certain politician in mind. They just don't like push-button phrases. They don't like somebody couching a discussion by calling it fake, so you can't think of anything else but fake. That's a subtlety. It takes it away from the partisanship, but it's back in the old tradition where if someone tells you not to think of an elephant, well, you're going to think of an elephant because
right.
You've been told not to think of it, you know? So fake news is up there. It got the most votes, several hundred votes. And one nominator said, once upon a time, stories could be empirically disproved. Now, fake news is any story you disagree with. So
yeah,
that's fair enough.
Yeah, we live in sort of a post-facts era now where a fact is really just something that you think is a fact. But if I don't think it's a fact, then it's not a fact.
Well, it makes us work a little harder.
Yeah,
I mean,
it does.
How do you you have a news source? You have verified sources. It's not just something. It's not like somebody steps off a bus and tells you this is news. You know, you're as a consumer of information, you have to do your work a little more. And you can double check whether the veracity of your news source is good. And it just gets us back on track about how we consume information. That's all.
You know, it's funny, John. I looked at this list good and long yesterday, and then I went home and watched cable news for a while, as I often do in the afternoon. And several of these terms came up. They were going to analyze the daily press briefing at the White House, so they were going to unpack it. They had celebrity news, and they were going to dish on somebody's celebrity news. That came up. They were going to drill down and really get into the into the facts. I mean, it was funny. About half these terms came up just in about an hour of watching cable news.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about this. I didn't even know what we were going to have on our list, frankly, until the second week of December, because stuff rolls in all year, and there's a tendency for things to cycle down and sink and float up, and everything you see on here is being talked about right now. Yeah. My favorite is covfefe.
Yeah, that, which isn't even a word.
It's not a word. That's the first non-word that's shown up in this list 43 years. And a lot of people want to include it because they don't want to see it die. I mean, it's a quick typo. It was tweeted out really quickly. When I use these tablet devices, you know, my thumbs will type so fast and the autospell won't keep up, and I'll send out covfefe more than I care to admit. So people want to see that as a verb, as an adjective, as a noun. I guess when President Trump tweeted it out in May, he was referring to press coverage, and it came out as press covfefe. So there it is. It was a little bit behind fake news, but it still came up as a non-word. But people want to use it for what it's worth now.
I love that we've come up with a pronunciation for this non-word, too.
Am I saying that? I mean, I've been telling people it's covfefe.
You might be. Sure, I'd buy that. This is a lot of fun, this list, and it's on the Lake Superior State University website. You can take a look at it there. Now, if somebody has a phrase that they want to add for next year, how do they go about doing that?
Well, just do a quick web search, you know, Google LSSU word banish, and boom, the top hit comes up. You can read all about the history of the list. But then you have a form you can fill in, real quick one. We're looking for funny reasons, too. If you can provide us with a little chuckle, the reason why you want a word or phrase banished, go ahead. Or else if it's therapeutic, go ahead and vent. We don't care. But vote early, vote often. We just want all the counts.
So somebody pointed one out to me recently, and I have heard it. It's one of those things that you can't unhear once you start to hear it, and that is at the end of the day. And I don't know if that's made your list before, but I constantly hear people saying at the end of the day.
Well, I have the all-time banished word list in front of me. That sounds so familiar. At the end of the day, 1992.
Ah, there you go.
How's
okay.
that?
So it's been around a long time.
Yes, yes, and we're closing in on 1,000 of these things.
Wow.
Pep Rock is on there from the first list.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe covfefe will be on there representing 2017.
Boy, I hope so. That is the word that 2017 is going to be remembered by, I'm sure. John, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. And try and stay warm up there in the Sioux.
You too. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.